You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Yes. Good morning.
WMDX 92.7. Yeah, always get a kick out of Tommy Thompson.
You know, get off the stage.
He tells the story about being asked to get off the stage by Trump.
By Trump. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. You know, see, he does some cute things.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
When he ran, though, it wasn't cute anymore.
Beautiful sunshine this morning. We're seeing a few clouds in the mix, and we'll see both of them through the day. A high near 85. It's going to feel humid. Right now, 67 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your students.
Wow, yes.
Can you imagine how happy they'll be?
No.
It's time for you to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. And for bigger dreams, your student also needs the best sleep. And for that, it's got to be Verlo. Go to Verlo Mattress on the east side or the west side of Madison, or check them out at verlo.com. Want to remind you, it's a free ticket Friday. We have a four-pack of tickets up today for Brewers taking on San Francisco. They're playing them Saturday, August 23rd. If you can go to that game, you want to go to that game, text us the word FIRST. We have a four-pack of wonderful seats, club-level seats, and just jump on the Civic Media app and text us the word FIRST. FIRST, FIRST. It's a statewide contest. Mm-hmm. We will pick a winner. If you're the winner, you will be notified later on today or first thing Monday. All right.
That's all good.
John, over to you. Oh, yes. We got to get in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
Standing by here.
Yes.
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing all right. My parents are here visiting. We've got a full house over here.
Wow. Really? Where are they visiting from?
They moved down to Tennessee to retire.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well.
Yep. So they're here, getting some grandson snuggles.
Oh, that's nice.
How old is your son now?
Yeah.
He'll be 3 in November.
Oh, that's cute.
That's wonderful.
That's cute. Did you hear we had
You want him?
Wow.
Okay. Is he getting into I guess we could
have one more in the family.
Sure.
Earlier, we played a father's review of his 4-month-old baby. It was very, very cute baby review. But,
yeah.
You have some interesting stories here, and that is the Black Restaurant Week is being celebrated currently in Madison.
Right?
That's right. So, I didn't know this, and I've covered Black Restaurant Week in Madison before. Madison was the first city in the country to have a Black Restaurant Week hosted by its Black Chamber of Commerce. We started it 10 years ago, and now it's spread to all kinds of other places across the country, especially in big cities like your Chicago's, your Detroit's, all those kinds of areas. But we were the first here. They only had about a dozen people when they started, or a dozen businesses. And now they have, I think it's 33 this year.
Wow.
And that's not even just restaurants. There's caterers. There's even some farmers who have supplied stuff. Luckily, they're able to. Have you ever gone to the Jamboree?
No.
The Jamboree? No.
Okay.
What's that?
So what they do at the end of Black Restaurant Week is for $5, you can go and you can taste stuff from pretty much every one of the caterers' restaurants that has participated.
Wow.
Well, that was supposed to be this last Sunday to kick off Black Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this last Sunday, but it poured just about everywhere.
Quite rainy, yeah.
Right.
Yep. So, so they were at Warner Park. Yeah. They were like ready to do it. They were like, if it rains, that's fine. And then the lightning started and they were like, uh-oh, we can't do it in the lightning, you know?
Right.
So luckily they were able to reschedule it for this Sunday at the Madison Labor Temple instead of Warner Park. So they're still going to be able to do it. But it is, it's excellent. You go and you will eat very well for $5.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds excellent, man. That's a great deal. I love it. You know, at a labor temple, I know that, I think they sold it, didn't they? And
I'm not sure.
It's not long for that area, from what I understand, anyway, on Park Street, correct? Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, Black Restaurant Week sounds fantastic. A lot of great food, too. So now, what else you got?
Yeah, tell us about, you know, hippie Christmas.
Oh, hippie Christmas. Yes. Yes.
So you guys are right in the campus area where you can, you know, usually see tons of stuff on the curb because that's just how it goes every year, right?
Yeah.
Today is officially moving day on the 15th. It's when all the leases end in the campus area. Have you seen a ton of it this year?
Nothing.
Oh, I've seen some of it. Yeah.
Just tiny little piles here and there. I have not seen what they what we normally see.
Not as big as it usually is, yeah.
So what happened?
So the Madison Streets Division has added a ton of extra, you know, collection routes. They've been giving people carts to be able to dispose of things. But earlier this week, to put a story online, our news director, Shally Pittman, was out walking around just trying to find somewhere to take a picture of all the piles, right? Which, I mean, that should have taken her 30 seconds.
I think
any of us who have spent any time in Madison, it's like, shouldn't be a long endeavor there. Instead, she was walking around everywhere trying to find one pile of stuff at the curb. So, I mean, kudos to the streets division because it sounds like they have been busy. Because it just doesn't look the way it used to.
Okay. I know. I miss that. I miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the piles of junk all over the place.
Well, yeah. I've been telling my kids, you know, go down for hippie Christmas and find some stuff for your apartment.
Yeah, you can find some good things in the mix.
Yep, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds exciting. And thank you again for keeping us updated on the hippie Christmas developments.
And enjoy the time with your folks visiting.
Yeah.
Savannah?
Yes.
Thanks a bunch. Happy Friday.
Well, we'll reconsider maybe taking your 4-year-old pretty soon here. Okay. Well,
3-year-old.
Oh, three-year-old.
Thanks for paying attention.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Savannah. Appreciate it.
All right.
Savannah Tomei Olson from our WMDX newsroom. Okay. 13 minutes past the hour. We have a phone call here, John.
Let's go to Dick on the phone. What do you got for us, Dick?
Good morning, Dick.
Oh, real quick, there was a couple things from the last election that were really, really huge issues, too. The price of eggs and the fact that people were eating cats and dogs in Ohio.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about the cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I wish we had that song.
From a lighter thing, though, did you happen to see the little bit on the guy that with he's got a George Webb hamburger from the 82 World Series team and the 87.
Yeah.
And he dipped them in polyurethane. He had them on a board.
Oh, no.
He was on Channel 15 this morning. It was great.
Oh,
it was absolutely great.
That is great
so
stuff.
I'm thinking of going down to, I'm thinking of going to getting a hamburger and doing the same thing.
You know, I thought they packaged them and have them in freezer sections now. You can wear the, you can buy. No, that's White Castle.
Yeah, White Castle has that.
All right. Okay. No, but what were you going to say, Dick?
Well, I have something very similar in my garage. Back in 93 when the Badgers played that infamous game where the students got hurt in a crush.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a great big shindig at this shop that we had. And the guys that had season tickets went to the game. We came back on Monday, and there were a couple brats burnt to a crisp on the grill. So my buddy, who was a builder, we did just that. We slacked them on a board, dated it, put the score of the Badger game against Michigan.
Oh.
And I still have it. One brat fell off, though.
Oh,
well, that's too bad.
Well, I can't look good.
Don't want it. Now that I saw this guy, I don't feel so weird anymore.
You know,
it was just,
I'm new to shellacking things. I think I'm going to pick up a new hobby.
Yeah, really? That's a good
idea. Sounds like something to keep me busy in my retirement.
Dick, thank you for that call.
All right, Dick.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
All right. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are driven by a passion for helping people, not just selling devices, but that sets them apart from the competition. They're family-owned and community-focused. Madison Hearing Aid Center. Call them at 608-249-4077. They're helping people change their lives. And talk to Jim or Sarah and go on their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right, let's get to a story here. It's all about gerrymandering, and Gavin Newsom is out there. He's promoting this more than anybody, and I think he's going to get a lot of states to gerrymander now as well, because Texas is now in session there.
Right.
The Democrats have come back,
they're going
to finally pass this thing down there, and that will spur on like a domino effect through all the blue states to do whatever they can to gerrymander their states as best they can anyway. But as Gavin Newsom was announcing his plans for gerrymandering, well, let's find out what happened here.
Okay.
Let's check this out.
Here he is once again trying to rig the system. He doesn't play by a different set of rules. He doesn't believe in the rules. And as a consequence, we need to disabuse ourselves of the way things have been done. It's not good enough to just hold hands, have a candlelight vigil, and talk about the way the world should be. We have got to recognize the cards that have been dealt. And we have got to meet fire with fire.
Armed DHS agents just so happened to show up outside that rally today. For his part, Governor Newsom made clear he saw the presence of these federal agents as no coincidence.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. Said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. And that was top down. You know that for a fact. Really? They'll deny it, I'm sure. Maybe they won't deny it. Said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States. I said in a moment ago, wake up, America. Wake up. You will not have a country if he rigs this election. You will have a president who will be running for a third term. Mark my word.
All right.
And there you go.
And speaking of authoritarian, let's go to D.C. now. And Trump says D.C. is really happy to have those troops in place. Let's listen.
He's a dictator. People are so happy to see our military going into D.C. and getting these thugs out. As you know, really? We arrested a lot of people yesterday.
Despite the president's claim, I'm not so sure that people are so happy with what this administration is doing.
Yeah, that's how happy they are there.
Didn't sound happy.
I want to insert something in here, okay? Cut 121. Could you bring that up? I saw this video, and it was god-awful. And I just want to kind of give you the audio of it as it was happening here.
Got about a minute left.
The D.C. police are the new gang in town. And one guy was just with his phone, was just recording the police walking by and stuff like that. When they turned around, went after him. Six police officers jumped this guy. They took him away in handcuffs. So let's listen to this. Just play it. Just play it.
Oh! Don't spray him! Don't spray him! Don't spray him.
Pepper spray. They pepper sprayed him, and they hauled him away. And it was just one of the worst things. I mean, the guy was doing nothing. It was just, any one of us could have been doing that.
Yeah.
And they just turned around and jumped on him.
Wow.
And it's just outrageous. This is truly an authoritarian takeover of D.C.
Yeah. We'll be back to talk with Brittany Merlot. Find out the weekend weather next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
WMDX, I'm in pain.
I think we all are.
92.7, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no dancing in the studio. 23 minutes past the hour. It looks like a pretty nice day, at least so far here in Madison. Some sunshine out there, a few clouds, and mid-80s. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot here in a moment. I want to remind you our Downdrins Distilling Listener Appreciation Party is happening Saturday, September 6th, and you're invited. Everybody's invited. This is open to the public. It's free to come and enjoy some fun times there. We're going to have some of our WNDU, or, I'm flashback to another radio station.
I saw that.
That was weird.
Yeah.
WMDX, that's what they call it. You know, I've worked at five TV stations, about 11 or 12 radio stations every once in a while.
You're allowed an error every once in a while.
Let's get back to this. It's the WMDX Listener Appreciation Party, September 6th. That's a Saturday at Downdrins Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're going to socialize, build a little community, you know, get to meet us, get to greet us, and we get to greet you as well. And if you would like to have a chance to win a VIP invite to take a free tour of the distillery and taste some of their spirits and get a WMDX swag bag, well, we're giving you that opportunity. You enter by texting us this keyword for today. It is melon, okay? M-E-L-O-N, because they have a watermelon brandy that is just outstanding at Downdrins Distilling. So text us that word. We will pick a couple of winners and let you know if you are in for the VIP party. But even if you don't win, come join us anyway.
Just
it's open
stop
to the public.
By.
Yeah,
just
it's going to be
by.
Fun.
If you can make it, stop by.
Yeah. And Brittany Merlot is stopping by right now. Brittany, you should come to this listener appreciation party if you can. I know it's a drive, but hey, come on.
Parachute in. You know, fly, you know, jump off the airplane and
make an entrance, a big entrance.
A big entrance.
That would be fun. How you doing?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I would love to go to that.
We missed you this week.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Yeah.
I missed you guys, under the weather.
Too. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to be back. But, you know, I wish I had a better forecast again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, those dew points. I know.
Yeah, it's going to get humid, right?
Storms. Yeah, it is. Today and tomorrow, very hot and humid, nearing 90 degrees humidity and those 70-degree dew points. So it's going to be feeling like the low to mid-90s. Okay. Today, tomorrow, we've got showers and storms. We've got, of course, heavy rain potential through across lots of portions of the state.
Yep.
We could see strong to severe storms up north today, this afternoon and evening. We are looking at potentially some tornadoes could form. Hopefully that'll stay away and ease up as it heads towards us. But there's going to be some strong weather as we go into this weekend and still a lot of juice for these storms to drink. So I'm worried about flooding again.
Flooding is an issue. Man, we've had so much rain lately. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of the latest data right now is putting a good 4 to 7 inches just north of Madison, maybe into the Dells. Hopefully that doesn't verify, but it is moving around. Earlier this week, it was like, oh, the Northwoods is going to get hit with about 2 to 5 inches. Mm-hmm. Oh, these runs are showing little pockets spread further south where we could see some heavy rainfall. And I think that could potentially happen tomorrow. We got multiple rounds headed our way. So some rain and storms starting probably late tonight, 10 or 11 or so.
Hmm.
And then by tomorrow, early evening, I think those thunderstorms are going to pack a punch. Quick inch, maybe an inch and a half, if not more in some places.
Wow.
So be careful there. But then that rain, it continues into Sunday, potentially Monday, and some scattered showers still into Tuesday before we start to dry things out. So...
Yeah. So what you're saying is it's a washout this weekend.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to hunker down and watch out for flash flooding.
But I got to tell you, my butternut squash looks real good.
Yeah,
thanks to all the rain.
Your butternut squash is doing just fine. Squash. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Brittany. We appreciate it. And the pollen levels are really high right now as well. And we can thank the rain for all of the plant growth out there.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Knocking the pollen down and busting it up, of course.
Yeah.
Yep.
Breathe
exactly.
easy.
All right. Brittany, thank you so much. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Okay. 27 past. Coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker will be joining us with a Maxing preview. What else is going on?
All right. Well, it's not what else. We're going to continue the story with D.C. Everybody's talking about it. It's one of the best examples of an authoritarian dictatorship that we have now in this country. So let's go to where are the troops in D.C.?
Yeah, where are
Isn't that kind of a curious question? Well, this individual, pundit, happened to say what it's all about. Let's listen.
Listen, there are some people in Washington who has some comfort about the fact that there are more agents around metro stations, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. The question for me becomes, are these agents concentrated in the northwest quadrant of the city? For those of us who spend a lot of time in Washington, I lived there for most of my adult life. That part of the city is wealthier, it's more well-connected, and frankly, it's whiter, right? And so you see these agents in places where Donald Trump and more elites spend time. And what's happening in the southeast part of the city and other parts of the city that do have heavy crime, are we worried more about the real victims of crime in the district, or are we worried about showing force for Donald Trump and his political agenda? That's a real question for me.
A big question, right? Mm-hmm. No one's asked that question. I think that's a very... incredible observation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protecting the white, more wealthy neighborhoods and leaving the crime-ridden neighborhoods alone.
Interesting.
Yeah. And another reporter just happened to wonder about D.C. statehood. Let's listen.
Okay.
How do you feel about Mayor Bowser's level of cooperation and her choosing to advocate for D.C. statehood right now? And
Let me do that one for you. Statehood is ridiculous. We want to straighten the place out. Statehood's ridiculous.
Why
it's unacceptable.
Why?
It's the Democrats want it because the Democrats have, you know, about 95% in this little area. Mm-hmm. Even I didn't get it very much. They want that. They want to pick up two senators, and it's not going to happen.
Nah.
It's not going to happen. Nah. And that's the least of the reasons why,
by
the way. But that's one of the reasons why. Yeah. What we want to do is make Washington, D.C., the greatest, most beautiful, safest capital anywhere in the world. And that's going to happen.
That's going to happen. You know, the thing is, I would like to hear the other list of things that are ahead of keeping the Democrats from getting two senators.
We'll get a Max Inc. preview with Rocker next on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 and on the Civic Media app. Text us and voice note us. We haven't gotten enough voice notes. We keep playing over and over the earlier voice notes that irritate the hell out of me.
Just get on the app. You'll find it. Go to WMDX.
Do that, yeah.
It says voice note right there. Yes. Push the button, send us a message.
And we'll have to put together, by the way, you know, we have Rocker in the studio.
Yes.
And we want Rocker to at least make some suggestions of songs that he'd like in the introduction of this program.
Okay.
Because I know the last time you complained, and we want to make you happy, Rocker.
Yeah, we'll
get to something really rock and roll, right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
But first, I need to mention this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have been helping people change their lives for a long time. They're family-owned and community-focused. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today, 608-249-4077, or check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. It's also a free ticket Friday. We've got that going on for a four-pack of Brewer tickets, the key word. If you want to go to that Saturday, August 23rd, game against San Francisco, get in on that. We'll select a couple of winners, or one winner for that. That's a four-pack of tickets. The word is first. This is a statewide contest. There'll be other keywords later in the day on the Civic Media Radio Network. The keyword this hour before 8 a.m. is first, F-I-R-S-T. Okay. All right. Rocker.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys?
Good to see you.
Yeah. Oh, it's great to be here this morning. What a great day outside so far.
So far.
You know, I thought I'd bring up a couple of issues I heard you guys talking about before we get to Max Inc. Radio. First off, the hippie Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And you guys were commenting on how it seems different. There's maybe less out there and stuff. Well, my theory is that, you know, back I lived here in the 80s right downtown. and did many hippie Christmases, but you know what? We always lived in flats, right? Big three-bedroom apartments.
Right, yeah.
You had to fill them with all kinds of stuff, right? Yes, and then when you left, you had to get rid of all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So there were these old houses just all over the place, right? But over the last 20 years, those houses have all become super high rent, small apartments and efficiencies, right? And you know, you barely fill up those things with anything. And now, and it's usually now it's really expensive furniture because like students have a lot of money compared to when we were like, you know, giving blood to get beer money. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
those were the days.
You know, the hippie Christmas has changed quite a bit. And right now it seems more like flood stuff is out there than hippie Christmas.
But. Yeah.
Well, that could be true too. But, you know, you're right. In fact, the last 3 or 4 years, a lot of the older homes have been torn down in the Madison downtown area for the high rises. Yeah. So,
Yeah, and when you do see something now, it's like, oh my gosh, look at that leather couch. It's really good.
Yeah.
And somebody's already snapping it.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, next, you know, I know you guys love Art Paul, so I saw Art Paul came out with a new song, so I thought we'd get a little clip of Art Paul Schlosser for you guys. This is a new song for him. It's Butter and Bread.
Oh,
okay.
I know you put butter on bread. Do you put it on the bed? Do you put it on your head? Do you put it on red? Do you put it on the dead? Do you put it on lead? Do you put it on people that were wed? Did you hear what I said? I know you put butter on bread, but do you put it on the bed? Do you put it on your head? Do you put it on anything that's red? Do you put it on the dead? Do you put it on lead? Do you put it on people that were wed? Did you hear what I said?
I think it's one of his best, actually.
I don't know if it compares to Purple Bananas on the Moon, but, you know, butter on bread.
And the John and
Gordy. Put it on the dead.
He did a John and Gordy's theme as well.
Yes.
By the way, I like their State Street song as well, and that's with Chris Kammer.
Chris Kammer. He's awesome. I love him.
He is.
Yeah.
Goodbye. All right, well, that's what I got. We'll go on
that's
to
good.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights right here on WMDX 92.7. This week we have One Beer Please with Stephen Beta, and we'll be interviewing him, and we have some new songs, and maybe we even have a new song in a few minutes from One Beer Please. Also, Mars Hall, Perry Polito, he used to be the singer for the band Falcon, and he's the singer for Mars Hall right now, and he's going to be live from the Mad City, and I don't know if you remember Falcon, John. That was back 80. That was 70s, late 70s, 80s.
I just remember the name. I don't remember anything else, really.
They were a real classic band around here. So Perry was the singer of that, and he'll be in solo acoustic.
Excellent. Cool.
This weekend. There is also some really interesting throwback things happening. Grooveless Glove, Friday, August 15th. That's tonight at the Beer Rock. It's in the Northgate Shopping Center on the north side of Madison. And the Many Face Band, which is an original high vibration rock band based out of Madison. But it features members from the Green Situation, Minglewood, Grooveless Glove, Baghdad Scuba Review, and Electric Spanking. And they'll be playing tonight at the Beer Rock. So one of the great things is Grooveless Glove is going to get all their members, I believe, there. They're from 1995. Wow. And so it was Grooveless Glove into Baghdad Scuba Review into Electric Spanking is the evolution there. Mm. So let's go all the way back to the beginning. I got some music from Grooveless Glove.
I feel like we should have the time tunnel
ready
to go.
We're going way back in time, huh? Okay.
Not too bad. Only 1995. But
30 years.
This song is called Shake and Roaches.
Tell me what my eyes do see. Little roaches are for me. Let me count them 1, 2. Not supposed to be. How did it get to this degree? Listen, people, can't you see? You're as blue as can be. 'Cause you know you're.
I like that.
Shaken roaches.
That is good. I like that.
Didn't everybody used to have like a container like that with little seed stems and a little bit of rainy day kind of thing?
Right.
Oh, boy. That was the 70s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
No doubt.
Jane Hobson, you may remember, we've talked about her before. She has just released a new single, and she's coming up here. She's based out of Chicago now. Of course, she is here from Madison. You may remember Dan Hobson, drummer from and founding member from Killdozer. That's his daughter. So we really love to see when the youth and the second generation is kind of taking up live music.
Yes.
And she'll be up here from Chicago, where she resides now. And at the High Noon Summer Patio Series at the High Noon Saloon. That's going to be Friday, August 15th. That's tonight.
That is 5:30
p.m. And here is her brand new single. This is called 25, Jane Hobson.
So should I stop drinking coffee? Now that I'm older, shouldn't I be tired? It still feels like the old me. And does it heal you all the time? And does it heal you all the time? Oh, the blur.
Strong voice.
Yes.
Good
sound.
Yeah.
Good sound. Yeah.
She really has a beautiful voice. Coming in here from Chicago tonight, so it's a good time to see her at the Summer Patio Series at the High Noon Saloon. That's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start looking towards next week and see what's going on around Madison, huh?
Okay.
John, I know you like this band, Dogtown Hollow.
I do.
Friday, August 22nd, they'll be at the Burr Oak on Winnebago with the Also-Rans, and they just put out a new sophomore EP. It's called Watch Your Step. It was recorded at DNA Music Labs here in Madison on Winnebago Avenue. Country funk, Dogtown Hollow. This song is called Seven Sisters, brand new from Dogtown Hollow.
I'm going out into the night. The moon and stars. Winter's cold, stories change, will it stay the same? Playing the changes is the way of the game, and you can't deny. Whispers in the middle of the night.
Dogtown Hollow.
I wasn't aware of a music studio on Winnebago.
Oh, yeah, DNA's been there for years. Mark Wickham, Brian Daly are the two partners there. And Brian Daly, of course, came from Smart Studios. And Mark Wickham came from Sleepless Nights. Mm. And they've been in tons of different bands over the many years and recorded a million bands over at DNA. It's a very popular studio in here.
Well, Madison DNA.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. All right.
Hey, Shank's Corners Block Party. It's coming this Friday and Saturday. August 15th and 16th, that's at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood, that little kind of triangle park there, in front of the Alchemy Cafe. And they have a ton of bands Friday starting 5 to 10 p.m. Nuggernaut, Blue Shields, Seesaw, Joseph Huber Band, and Great American Taxi. And, of course, on Saturday, there's bands like Salty Dog, Valley Fox, Work, Heatbox, and then the Talking Heads Tribute Band.
Mm.
So that's going to be pretty cool. Make sure you get over to Shank's Corners Friday and Saturday, August 15th and 16th.
The Joseph Huber
Today
Band.
And tomorrow.
I know. That's kind of interesting.
It's like
huh?
a brewery. And I remember Joseph Huber beer was the only thing available during the beer strike way back.
Everybody had 60s, bad poops.
Yeah. Well, you know, their Bock beer was fantastic, though, I have to say.
Okay.
Didn't have that reaction. Yeah, they had some good Bock beer.
Okay.
Oh.
We got time for one more here.
Ross Thorne. and the Spine Stealers. Mm-hmm. Ross Thorne is a Duluth, Minnesota-based folk Americana singer and songwriter. And, of course, the Spine Stealers are from right here in Madison and Sun Prairie. They're on the Far Away Tour right now. They've been on in Colorado through the Pacific Northwest, and they're coming back to Madison Friday, August 22nd at the High Noon Saloon. And then they're off to Milwaukee at the Falcon Bowl on the 23rd of August. Far Away is Ross Thorne on background vocals and banjos, and then Emma O'Shea and Kate Ruland from Spine Stealers. It was recorded at Pachyderm Studios in Cannon Falls, right up by Minneapolis.
Okay.
So this is a song, Ross Thorne featuring the Spine Stealers. So this is called Far Away.
Okay.
I was born a miner's daughter in an old coal town. Pray that my dreams might carry me far from this city that's been holding me down. Somewhere far across the sea, far away, far away. Pray that my dreams might carry me.
Okay, we will be back with more of the Max Sync Preview with Rocker in just a moment, right here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
Somewhere far across the sea was a fine spring morn when he walks right in.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
More cowbell. It is 7:52. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They're having their back-to-school sale right now, and it's happening all through the month. Start the school year off right with a new mattress set built just for your student. Time for them to get a better night's sleep as they head back to school. Verlo Mattress on the east side and the west side of Madison, or go to verlo.com for more information. All right, back with Rocker. A few more minutes here. What do you got for us, Rocker?
One Beer Please. We're going to be interviewing Steven Bita from One Beer Please. They are a Madison ska fusion band. I got that right.
There you go.
High Noon Saloon Summer Patio Series, August 28th at 5:30 p.m. Remember that that's free. So it's pretty cool to go there and hang out on the patio. Check out a Madison ska fusion band. One Beer Please. This is brand new from them. I just got it last night. It's called It Is Good for Your Soul.
It doesn't matter who you're with, yeah, together or alone. It connects, it helps, it heals, skin to skin and bone to bone. Some heavy fears into featherweights. Crumble stone hearts to feel love instead of hate.
Yeah.
Wow.
One Beer Please.
Like it. hang on just a second here, Rocker. Yeah, we've got a phone call here. Catherine is on the line here. Catherine, good morning.
Iron Plow. I want to see Iron Plow. When are you playing again? That's all I want to hear from you.
My comeback show for Iron Plow is scheduled on September 14th at the Crucible here in Madison. With a Bad and Zen, Revolution X, and Mother Hive. And it's going to be a great benefit for a fellow drummer here in Madison, Big John Smolik, who is with Go Play God, who unfortunately had a health crisis with diabetes and his leg. And it was pretty bad, but we're going to help him out. So it's a great cause.
All right.
And your cause. Yes. So good
Thank
to
you.
Hear from you, Rocker. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Catherine. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Okay. Let's see. We got a few more minutes.
Well, hey, we got to mention the Eakin Park Festival. That's coming up this Saturday, August 16th. That's tomorrow. The Broken Boards, Cherry Toad, Seesaw, Kids Parade, The Flavor That Kills, and Radke. Make sure you stop out there. It's a great growing festival on Madison's northeast side. And let's talk Orton Park Festival. Orton Park on the east side, August 29th through the 31st. There's great bands like Paige Kleber, Heavy Looks, Poop Shovel is playing. They're going to be making a reuniting. And Hot Like Mars, Yid Vicious, Automatic Lover, Them Coolie Boys. Lots of bands that we've played right here on the show. And you like Poop Shovel. Have you ever seen them?
No, I've never seen them.
Classic Madison.
I want to find out about Yid Vicious.
But... Yid Vicious. Oh, they're great too. Klezmer. Okay. Klezmer from right here in Madison. But I brought in a little clip from a band called Hot Like Mars. This is called Hit It Hard.
Okay. My old man told me so.
Reminds me of a Zappa song.
Yeah, kind of.
They're interesting, huh? Hot Like Mars. Hmm. They're going to be at the Orton Park Festival coming up at the end of the month.
Okay.
So, pretty great thing.
Excellent.
That's the songs I got for today, guys. Yeah, that's all. That's what I brought in, but lots of good stuff.
It's hard to top your first one, Butter and Bread.
with Art Paul. Yeah, that's great stuff.
Oh,
and
Art
this
Paul
weekend,
so
you got Max Inc. happening, right?
Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night. We'll be here live. We'll be talking to Perry Polito. He'll be performing. He's the singer from Mars Hall. And of course, Falcon from the 70s and 80s. So it's going to be great to talk to him about music history. You know, he's really a legend in Madison, been around for many years here.
Excellent. Very good. And once again, your band, Iron Plow.
Yeah.
That's happening. When is that again?
That's going to be September 14th. And
that'll be your return to the stage,
it
right?
It will. And it's going to be filmed by UW Health, actually.
Oh, really?
They're going to come in and they're doing a little documentary type thing on my story.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to get some film clips of the comeback show. So,
yeah.
Under pressure.
Well, yeah, you're ready for it, though. I know you've been working out. And
yeah.
And getting everything together.
Training. I'm like in training, you know?
Yeah. Excellent.
I feel like Ozzy.
Us.
You know, he had to train for his gig, you know.
Well, right. Yeah. Well, good, man. Well, thank you very much for coming in, as usual.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it, man.
Check out Max Inc. this
weekend.
Always
great.
Should be a good time. All right. That's going to wrap things up for our show this week.
Did you happen to...
What is the problem?
The live poll that we have. What is the result of that?
Here's what you got to do. You got to go to WMDXradio.com, and we have a poll there. Now, the poll is, which side of town has it better, east side or west side of Madison? Right now, the east side is at 38%. The west side is at 46%, and then neither is at 15%. Who has it better? I don't know...
I think everybody's finally understanding the west side is the best side of town.
I don't think so. I like the east side. Okay. that's going to do it for us. Hey, Monday, Chicago radio personality Steve Cochran will join us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday morning.
Yep. Have a good one.
So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.